This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one and the unique. He it is whom we worship, and it is His aid that we seek. Today, inshallah, we're going to do 2 points. Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. You should not go around declaring other people to be muzakka, tazkiyah. You don't go around purifying others. You don't go around cleansing other people. It is not your job to stamp who is pious and who's not pious. Huwa a'lamu biman ittaqa. Allah knows who has taqwa. We are not qualified to judge who has purified themselves or not. Yes, we make an outer judgment for our worldly reasons. You want to enter a business partnership, you want to get married to somebody, you make a judgment based upon the outer. And that's fine. But realize, only Allah knows what is inside the hearts. And our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that there might be a person nobody knows about, nobody cares about, but in the eyes of Allah, if he were to say something, Allah would make it come true. Nobody cares about him in this dunya. He might be wearing tattered clothes. He has no respect in the society, but Allah knows what is in his heart. So, first point, brothers and sisters, tazkiyah, purification, does not come by the testimony of men. It is not people who qualify and who judge and who put the stamp who has tazkiyah and who doesn't. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says in the Quran, وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Surah An-Nur, I need you to understand this verse. Were it not for Allah's blessings on all of you, وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ, and Allah's mercy وَرَحْمَتُهُ, مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ, not a single person amongst you would become purified. أَبَدًا, forever. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُزَكِّي, but Allah allows some of you to be purified. Who? مَنْ يَشَى. So Allah is the one who chooses, and Allah is the one who purifies. Purification and tazkiyah to nafs doesn't come from other people and the testimony of other people. And that's why, by the way, one of the etiquettes when we speak about other Muslims is that we make sure that we humble ourselves. Even when we say something that is super positive or whatnot, we have to say, I think he is a pious man and Allah knows best. I consider him to be a righteous person and Allah knows best. We should not make a definitive claim, because then we are speaking as if we know ilm al-ghayb, and we do not know ilm al-ghayb. Only if Allah has told us, and this is for the prophets and the sahaba, then we may say that unconditionally. Everybody else, me and you, we only say outer judgments. I view him to be a righteous man, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. This is how we phrase, because Allah said, فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. You should not go around stamping people who is pious and who is not. هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. Allah knows who has actual taqwa. And the second verse that I quoted you, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ بَلِ اللَّهُ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. So tazkiyah, purification, comes from Allah. This leads me to my second point. If tazkiyah comes from Allah, then obviously one of the ways, in fact the primary way to attain tazkiyah, is to ask Him. I mean, it's a logical corollary. Once we have come to the conclusion that tazkiyah, which is our whole topic for this month, doesn't come from me, it doesn't come from you, it's not a necessary result of my actions. I could put in the actions and still no tazkiyah will come. Tazkiyah comes from Allah. بَلِلَّهُ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. If we know tazkiyah comes from Allah, then our journey to tazkiyah begins by asking the one who bestows it, by begging the one who gives it, by pleading from the one in whose hands is tazkiyah. And this leads us to the concept of dua. And today and tomorrow we're going to talk a little bit about dua. So of the ways to attain tazkiyah is dua. Today I'm just going to mention very briefly, brothers and sisters, all too often, the most common misconception about dua. Somebody comes to me or any sheikh and says, Sheikh, I'm in this problem. What dua should I make? They have this false notion that it's just a matter of what you say on the tongue and it will get you what you want. Nothing could be further from the truth. Dua, frankly, is independent of the words that come from your tongue. In fact, Ibn Taymiyyah makes a point here. He says, by unanimous consensus of all the scholars of Islam, if your tongue makes a mistake, if you say something wrong and it wasn't in your heart, Allah is not going to give you the dua of what your tongue asked, but what you intended. If you mess up, you slip up, you say something you didn't intend, Allah is not worried about the words. Allah is looking at your sincerity, your ikhlas, your niyyah. You should never ask somebody what dua I should make unless you say, what is the dua in the Quran and Sunnah? We'll teach you. Otherwise, the best dua to make, the one you yourself, your heart makes. The one that comes from your qalb. The one that it is emanating from your own soul, your own wording, your own khushu'. That is the best dua. So, very briefly, and with this we conclude. The etiquettes of dua are more than what I can mention in today. You should all do your research. There's an internal etiquette, an external etiquette. There's the physical form. There's the rizq issue as well, halal rizq as well. There are the timings of dua, the place of dua. These are all etiquettes. The inner, the outer, the physical form, and the timing and the place. You can mention five things. However, all of these etiquettes are not obligatory. You may make dua at any time and any place. You can be in the state of janaba. You can be lying down. You can be anywhere and dua can come. Dua has zero actual preconditions. All of these are etiquettes, adab. And the most important etiquette, you make dua from your heart. You make dua, as our Prophet ﷺ said, اُدْعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَنْتُمْ مُوقِنُونَ بِالْإِجَابَةِ. You make dua and your heart has yaqeen. Allah is listening. And Allah loves me and cares about me, and Allah will give me what I want. This is the number one etiquette of dua. You make dua not with the tongue, but with your qalb, with your yaqeen, with your ikhlas. You humble yourself to Allah. You come to Allah genuinely desiring tazkiyah. That's the goal of our lectures today. You want purification. You raise your hands to Allah. It is good to have wudu. It is good to face the qibla. It is good to be alone. It is good to mention small in a light voice, not shout out loud. It is good to start the dua by praising Allah, sending salat upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is good to raise your hands up to Allah. All of these are etiquettes and adab. It is good to be in a holy place like Mecca and Medina. It is good to be in a holy state like Ihram and Hajj. It is good to be in a blessed time like Ramadan and like Tahajjud and Qiyamul Layl and like before breaking the fast. All of these adab, you should study them, learn them, and then implement as many as you can. And this is the month where so many blessings of dua, so many times of dua. Every single iftar, you have a blessed time. Every single night, you have a blessed time. And Qiyamul Layl, you have a blessed time. And Salat al-Tahajjud. And then, of course, Laylatul Qadr, which is the night of dua. And so, one of the duas you should make throughout this month is the dua of purification of the heart. We'll continue tomorrow, and I'm going to mention to you, depending on our time, five or six or seven du'as that our Prophet himself would make for the tazkiyah of the heart. But once again, what's not important is the phrases. What is important is your qalb. So make du'a from your heart, make du'a sincerely, and tomorrow if you can memorize those du'as, fine. If you cannot, make whatever du'a you can, but ask the one who shall purify you, and Allah will purify you. We'll continue tomorrow, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
فيا ذلي ويا خجلي إذا ما قال لي ربي أما استحييته تعصيني ولا تخشى من العتب وتخفي الذنب عن خلقي وتأبى في الهوى قربي فتب مما جنيت عسى تعود إلى رضا الرب.